This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Busy few weeks for NBC's lead golf analyst, Johnny Miller. He's got the Tour Championship, then the Ryder Cup, and then he's going to be the host at the Safeway Open at his Silverado course. It is a pleasure to welcome Johnny Miller back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, John, always great to be on your show. Thanks for calling.
I have not talked to you since the Olympics. Let's cover that first. How did you like that whole experience?
You know, everybody wanted to know when I was there, how do you like it? And I never really respond until after the fact, because that's when, you know, your sort of your heart or your stomach tells you if, like we did the Open, the British Open, and, you know, had one feeling, but I knew afterwards I'd have another, and that was fantastic, by the way. And I thought the Olympics, you know, it would have been nice if everybody showed up. There were the top guys like Jason Day, but the bottom line is that finish with Stenson and Rose and then the charge by Kuchar was just, it was such good vibes there, and you know, even Justin Rose said he's had more reaction to that win, getting the gold medal, that rare gold medal, 114 years or whatever since anybody's gotten one, than he did when he won the U.S. Open at Marion. And I felt the same way. There's something about the Olympics that's just over the top great. I mean, and I think everybody saw that, including guys that didn't go, guys like Spieth. You know, he regrets that he didn't go. So it was really good.
It seemed like the players were the last ones to realize what an experience it would be. We all sort of thought it'd be great.
Well, I mean, you know, the press, and I said it on TV, the press made it such a negative about, you know, the country, you know, wasn't organized, and, you know, the course was hardly done, and there was mosquitoes that give you Zika, and capybaras, and Cayman were running around, and, you know, it just made it sound like maybe it was dangerous and maybe I shouldn't go if I was talking for the players. And, you know, when they got down there, I never even saw a mosquito. So, I mean, the bottom line is it was all overblown, and that's why, you know, a handful of the best players didn't go because they were afraid of that Zika virus.
Let's move toward the Tour Championship. Is Dustin your favorite going into that?
You know, right now, the way he is putting with that new mallet putter, I don't know how you could not pick him, because he just, you know, he's playing so well, especially with his distance off the tee with that fade. It seems like all the top players now are fading the ball. You know, they really are. That seems to be the Bubba Watson shot, and you name a top player that's playing well, and the Kuchar and J.B. Holmes and Furyk, and, you know, all these guys are now gone away from that draw shot and the straight ball, and the guys that are really kicking butt are the guys that are able to hit that cut shot, just like Nicklaus used to hit, and Greg Norman, and, you know, a lot of the great players of the past. Big advantage to be able to cut it. So, but Dustin's able to cut it and still hit a 320, 330, which is pretty brutal. I mean, normally when you cut it, you lose 15, 20 yards, you know, so yeah, such an advantage. And then his wedge game, he's been, you know, he's been working so hard on getting his distance control and also accuracy on his wedges, just hours and hours and hours. And now that's become as good as almost anybody on tour. So, okay, he drives the ball off the charts, great with the cut. He's got the wedges, everything's a wedge for him almost. And then he was number two in strokes gained putting last week, number one in one putt percentage, 54% of the time he's one putting. And number one in putts per round, 26 putts a round. So he's 10 under par in putts four straight days. So technically 40 under par putting. So, you know, so that's pretty hard to beat when you guys got that much distance. The wedges are great. The putting is great.
Is he your player of the year?
I think so. You know, if somebody were to win the next two, you know, somebody that was in the picture, you know, you might have to look at it, but that'd be the only way that somebody could take it away from right now, because Spieth didn't have that great a year, and a lot of the guys, you know, they played okay, but they didn't have a super year this year. I mean, like I said, if Justin Rose were to win the next two, maybe you might think about it. But the fact that Dustin Johnson won the U.S. Open, you know, that puts him right up there with anybody else. Jason Day would have to win the next two to take it away from him, probably. It would be those two guys.
We're talking with Johnny Miller from NBC Sports. Okay, we shift. Ryder Cup. Captain Love has chosen Fowler, Kuchar, and Holmes. You like those choices?
Yeah, I think Ricky had a little advantage being on that task force with Mickelson and those guys, and sort of was in on the inside. So, but he was ranked ninth in the world. So, I mean, you know, you think of a guy who's ranked ninth in the world, and you're taking 12 players. Yeah, it makes sense to pick him. And Kuchar's a good, solid pick, and J.B. Holmes. And I'm pretty sure on Sunday night, Bubba Watson, who's ranked seventh or was ranked seventh in the world, is probably going to be that pick, I would think. So, yeah, Piercy, a few other guys are in it, sort of in a discussion, but I got to believe Bubba Watson is going to get that pick.
Davis seems to be making a lot, or maybe the task force is, of camaraderie, of how well these guys are, you know, in the locker room, and you know, thereby Bubba, thereby Ricky. Do you think that factored into a lot of the decisions?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they should give a trophy to the U.S. for the best camaraderie in the locker room. That's about the only way they've been able to get a trophy. But, I mean, the bottom line is they got to go out and play great golf and finish off the matches. As you know, losing eight out of the last 10, they get to 16, 17, and 18, and Europe has just dominated the U.S. on those last three holes. You know, remember Justin Rose against Phil Mickelson at, you know, at Medina in Chicago. You know, the guys, he was losing all those holes coming in, and seems like, you know, the other guys were doing the same thing. Couldn't win that last hole. Kept losing the last hole, the 18th hole there, and somehow turned that thing around, being 4 points down and winning the Ryder Cup, which still hurts me when I think about it. You know, it was won, and then the U.S. just let you know, they just played poorly on Sunday, and they got to finish off the matches and finish off the Ryder Cup. They should win at Hazeltine in Minneapolis. I think it's a better team. I think Europe's got the worst team they've had in the last 20 years. I really do believe that. It was six rookies, and I really do believe that a lot of, yeah, it's just not the same team without Poulter and those guys, you know, the guys that aren't here. And it's a new chapter in the Europeans Ryder Cup team. And they got obviously some good players still on there, but I think that the U.S. should look at that and take you know, some confidence, saying, okay, now it's time to win at home. We've never lost two in a row on U.S. soil, and we're not about to let it happen this time either.
Before I let you go, the talk that Tiger may return and may return at the Safeway, how excited are you about all that?
Well, I mean, I'd been talking to Noda, his best buddy, almost like older brother, Noda Begay, and Tiger had given him, you know, this chance I might come back at Silverado. I heard the course is good for me, and there's enough room off the tee, and of course I was keeping my fingers crossed and keeping my mouth shut the whole time, and I still, almost the way you said it, I'm not going to believe it till the guy's in the room at Silverado or something, or you're teeing it up on the first day, but, you know, it looks like he is coming, and hopefully he doesn't blow out his back trying to hit too many balls between now and then. Of course, he's going to be at the Ryder Cup as an assistant captain. But for him to come to the first tournament of next year, even though it's in October, and then also Phil Mickelson, can't get much better than that to showcase Silverado Resort and Spa. You know, I'm a third owner there, and it's it just helps the tour, and it helps me personally as an owner, and I think you'll love it. I mean, the Napa Valley is just such a cool place. Everybody loves the food and, you know, some of the wine and just everything about it. There's very relaxed. The guys can stay in the condos right at the golf course. And, you know, the wives want to be at the spa. So it's really a good spot to come.
Hey, a little scary, though, isn't it, John? Because we don't know. I mean, this could be the first of many golf shots for Tiger, and he could hit a shot that's his last. I mean, it's got to be awfully scary.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone through a lot. He's been humbled by all the events and all the things, you know, that he's gone through. And he's got an appreciation for friends. They mean a lot more to him. He did. His dad taught him to be sort of a seek and destroy, a Green Beret type mentality. But he's realized that, you know, friendships and being a father of two, that softens you and makes you realize what's really important in life. And I think he's a, sort of a different person in a lot of ways. And I think that hopefully he's very appreciative if he can get playing again. I'm hoping that he doesn't try to kill the ball like he came back the last time, trying to get that explosive power, as he called it. Just get it down the middle some way with a little low cut or something and let his irons do the talking and his putter. So it's not like he's got the yips or anything. He had a little chipping yips there for a while. Hopefully that's gone. But I think he can win, you know, several times, maybe 6-8 times in the next 5 years. I really do. He just needs to start making some cuts and build from there. And with his talent, you know, it'll probably show up somewhere, not in the too distant future.
Well, he is World Golf Hall of Famer Johnny Miller. Enjoy the Tour Championship, enjoy the Ryder Cup, and especially enjoy the Safeway. Johnny, thanks for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate you doing it.
Thanks, John Patrick. Appreciate it.